Your grandmother may have told you there's no accounting for taste, but when it comes to taste in public textbooks, things get tricky.
There are some counties where the constituents in those counties believe that the instructional material being vetted by the state is too liberal.
That's Brandon Republican Senator Tom Lee.
And therefore, some of the instructional material has inappropriate information in it by their community standards.
There's a relatively small but vocal group of Floridians who are concerned about some of the books landing in K-12 classrooms and libraries. And as it happens, one person's literary masterpiece is another's smut.
And I won't go into the details of what's in the book, beloved, and what brought us to before the two committees and the school board, because I'd be asked to leave the room.
That's Hamilton Boone of Brevard County. He's been trying to get Toni Morrison's Pulitzer Prize-winning account of a former slave pulled from his son's high school library. He objects to the book's sexually explicit content and says the school board is ignoring his complaints.
Today, parents are purposely blocked from being involved in their child's education.
To be fair, Dania Beach Democratic Representative Joe Geller points out parents do have an appeals process.
We have existing rules that allow for parent input through the existing system that our school boards are organized to handle.
Nonetheless, Naples Republican Representative Byron Donalds wants to give Floridians more power to pull books they find inappropriate.
It allows county residents to challenge the adoption of an instructional material and object to the use of other materials made available to students.
That's right. Residents could lodge complaints, not just parents. And school boards would have to take more public testimony and evidence and appoint someone to oversee the process. Anything that looks remotely like censorship can make people wary.
But I think it is a slippery slope from something like this to down the road, censorship. And eventually maybe even book burning.
That's Fort Lauderdale Democratic Senator Gary Farmer. Critics don't want to see the state's knowledge suffer because topics are deemed inappropriate. But Senate sponsor Tom Lee wants to empower local communities in what is a very diverse state.
The community standards are what's really driving this. And I want to do something that isn't onerous on the school districts so that there's not a second vetting process. But just make sure that these citizens have a right to redress in those areas of the state where they might have different community standards.
But retired educator Beth Mims worries the change could even derail classes by delaying the rollout of new books.
Because I have a feeling that we may be opening school without instructional materials.
Mims says the change could swamp districts that are already pressed for time and resources under the current review process. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.